Well, I retired just pre-COVID. So my line was I was working in the farm industry, so it was supplying machinery to farmers. So it was the kind of job where it was all repeat business. So you built up relationships. Friday night, finished after 50 years, handed over my phone, my laptop. Monday morning, phone didn't ring. Silence. There was a huge void, massive void, and that was really hard to handle. I found it hard to handle. A good friend through farming, Lynn, knew that I already volunteered with Scottish Paraclimbing Club, so that's with physically disabled and other non-visible disabilities, young and old. So she said, I think this is interesting for you. I think you should have a go at this. The way that I work with the group, which is Lynn and Angie and Carol and Philippa, is that when we turn up at a school, I'll be the one that when they're doing the M-check and the brakes aren't right, or the forks are back to front, or the handlebars are the wrong way, or the levers in the wrong position, or whatever, I'm the one that does that. So that's my area. And then if we've got youngsters who can't cycle, I often deal with them in a one-to-one, or if there's two of them, a two-to-one. If there's young people that have, you know, autism spectrum, I'll maybe work with them because I've had practice with paraclimbing, disability courses as well. So that's the way how I fit into the team, and it lets them do the main thing, which is to get the kids manoeuvring and confident at level one in the playground. And again, if there's any late starters that come on day two, I'll do M check and body check and what have you with them to bring them up to speed. So I'm a kind of like a reserve, as it were. I find it very interesting watching all four of those. Oh, there's Debbie as well. She's a recent addition to the team. They all have different approaches and different ways of keeping them in line, and it's absolutely fascinating. Oh, I can cycle this. I'll just do a wheelie across the playground. Put your ponytail down because your helmet's sitting far too high and it's not safe. And if you don't do that, you're not going on your bike. I think we're two or three classes. So what you're talking, maybe 60 kids. Now, out of 60 kids, we maybe had eight. The rest were great. So the balance is that you get such a boost out of the ones that are maybe not confident in a bike, but by the time you're finished, they are. They're confident in the road. And you balance that against the ones that think they know it all or are just it's not a good day for them. But the other thing is you don't know what sort of morning they've had. You don't know if they've had a breakfast. You don't know. You know, there's so many other reasons that can be behind the way they're behaving that day. But it's an eye-opener, and I keep thinking, never liked that when I was at school, but that's several generations ago. Without having this, what would I be doing? Sitting watching daytime TV, or, you know, I need the contact with people, and it's keeping me fit. It's keeping my mind active. And every time, and it'll be the same with the instructors, every school's different, every kid's different, and you're just building skills all the time when you're dealing with them, because you always come across something you haven't come across before. I probably expected when I went into it that the young people at the school would be similar to what I was used to when I was there. The kids are more open now and tell you what they think and tell you how they're feeling. I was expecting them to be much more reserved and yes, no, but you get far more interaction. When I finished the level 1-2 training, I thought, this could be, I might be out of my depth here. But probably end of first session at Preston Tower, I thought, yeah, I'm going to go for this. I'm loving the bits where I'm dealing with the mechanical side and, you know, so yeah, I love just getting them so their bikes are safe. What I would like to do, I've done Silver Velotec now, so I'd like to get involved in the Dr. Bike sessions. And then just recently did Cycle Ride Leader course, so that was quite, I enjoyed that. It's progressive, and I find that going through courses keeps you in tune, and it keeps the brain working. Every time you do a course, if you do it with a different person, different instructor, you're coming across a different way of learning and such like. You have to have a mix of gender, mix of age, just mix of way of presenting it. As long as the core sections are following the guidelines, but the way that it's delivered can be different, and it makes it more interesting for the kids. It can be parrot fashion. It'd be horrible.